welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a review show for you from Extras today. We have three amazing people that you know from the podcast so well. It is, first off, one of the two OGs, Mr. Andy. Welcome.
Hello.
His Riverside is working tonight. I just want everyone to know he was supposed to be on the last Thong show, and well, Riverside didn't like him. So
I did not. We'll see how things go.
So far, so good. You made it longer than the other.
Woo.
You haven't been cut off yet, so fingers crossed. And then we have the other OG, Mr. Eric.
Hey, yo.
He's here. And then we have longtime straight guy, favorite person, Mr. John is with us.
Sorry, hello, everybody.
Trying to make it sound like Oprah, but that kind of didn't work.
You did good.
My Oprah needs some work. So he's joining us. You know, he loves all things fun and exciting. So I figured this would be a great group to get the extras together. And we got different sizes, different sexual orientations, and it'll be fun. And this is the first time Andy and Eric have met John. So I keep forgetting who's met who and who hasn't and who's talked. And we've had like a big love hexagon going on here. So with all the people we have on the podcast now. So we got the Lux Satin Ruffle Short. That's a mouthful. Try to say that three times fast. From Extras, from their satin collection. I'm hoping we're going to get a bodysuit soon. Hint, hint, body aware. Hint, hint. We would love that because I think everyone here would wear a bodysuit in a heartbeat and love it. Just saying. I don't want to speak for everyone, but, you know, we would.
I agree.
Oh, there. See, I didn't have to speak for everyone. So, yes. So, we got the short, which are kind of cute, I will admit. They are blue. They're satin. They're soft. And then, Andy, you said you got the red.
I did. I love the red.
And then, you got purple, Eric. And then, John got the black. Mm-hmm. So, when you first got it, what did you think of the pair? We'll start with Andy.
So I've got a few pairs of their satin pants, and so I was excited for the short version now, and they kind of looked like everything I dreamed of. I will say I was a little on the fence with the side ruffle. Mm-hmm. I like the bottom ruffle. The side, you know, I'm still a little on the fence about.
Yeah, I will agree with it. When I took it out, I was kind of like, The bottom ruffle I didn't mind, but the side was kind of like, But I pictured these, actually, when I took them out, I had you in mind with these, because I was like, these are a perfect cover-up for Andy to go lay on the deck.
They are.
So, you know, my mind was a-thinking. I'm like, Andy would, he could just wear these to the deck and just pop on his thong and then put them back on and go on his way. I was thinking about you.
Thank you.
And then what about you, Eric? What did you think when you got them?
I was a little, I don't know what my initial review was, but I don't think I've ever really owned anything satin in terms of like shorts. So like when I pulled them out of the package, they were really soft to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I put them on, I was like, oh, these are actually really comfortable, very light and breathable. But kind of that same thing on the side ruffle. It almost looks like, almost like it's a pocket that just kind of like flops out a little bit.
Yes.
The bottom ruffle I do like it's not so, it's subtle compared to the side one, I guess you would say.
Yes.
But that's kind of what my initial reaction to it was.
Cause see, at first I thought it was a pocket. When I took it out, I'm like, oh, it's got a pocket. And I'm like, oh, it's a ruffle. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's what I was wanting. Cause their pants have a pocket.
Yes.
And so I think I was expecting a pocket.
Yes. And I initially thought that too. I was like, oh, a pocket. This is perfect. You can put your phone. You can put some little things in it. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, oh, no, it's not. It's just a ruffle. Okay. Sorry. Okay. And what about you, John? What did you think?
The material, it really stuck out to me. It's very soft, stretchy. It's got kind of, the material has kind of a shimmer to it. So I got the black. It's got, you know, kind of shimmers in the light.
Yes, it is. Let me tell you what it is. 95% nylon, 5% spandex.
It's definitely like a feminine look to a boxer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
way to describe it.
That is a very good way to describe it.
I also, because of that, I wasn't sure at first if these were like boxers or like shorts? For me, I'd always wear them as shorts, though.
I go with shorts, personally. When I looked at them, I initially thought shorts, because you know how aversion I am to boxers. Sorry, AJ. Yeah, I was like, these are cool. These are cute shorts. I do like the look of them. And then it's like, the one good thing that Xtress does in body wear is their fabrics. They really increase their fabrics and their feel. Because the last one we did for them was like 100% polyester, I think. And when you think 100% polyester, you think, no way. But it was so soft and it felt like it was another fabric entirely. So they have really stepped up what they're making their stuff out of. And it's showing. So, and it was really good to see them do some fun things. And, you know, it's Xtress. You can't really go wrong with Xtress because, you know, it's fun. It's fun. So what did you guys do when you wore these? When you just put them on, were you around the house? You know, I don't imagine, although I could picture Andy doing this in an alternative world, going to the store in his satin shorts with his pearls on, pushing the cart. I so could see that in an alternate world, not in Iowa, but, you know.
Palm Springs Andy.
Yeah, Palm Springs Andy could do that. And I'm like looking fabulous and reading the tabloids and in the checkout lane. That's Andy. So I picture that because, you know, you could get away with it.
I think if any of our listeners want this vision to become reality, you know, just I'll send you my Venmo and we'll make this trip come true.
Yeah, because that's all I pictured, though. That's all I pictured was Andy and Pearls at the store, like a housewife. A trophy housewife shopping. That's what I pictured when I saw these. I just
instead, I like that image. Instead, I just wore them around my house,
lounging,
which they're very comfortable and perfect for that.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to push that look. I'm going to push that for years to come. I'm just going to let you know because you would be fabulous. I'm just saying, so good. What about you, Eric? Although I did think about you too in them as well with Andy. So I was like, Eric's in the car wearing them, waiting on him to hurry up and come out.
I'm in the alcohol aisle.
Oh, that's right. You would be in the alcohol aisle. Going, How much for a case?
It's like, will this match my outfit?
But yeah. So did you wear them around the house or anywhere in specific?
Yeah, for me, it's mostly just like houseware. Usually when I'm just kind of like lounging around in the morning, you know, just kind of like enjoying my coffee or, you know, starting work and whatnot. If they did have pockets, that would have made it so much better, because then I could actually like my phone and, you know, other little things that I need when I normally kind of like walk around. So I would say that's probably the only downside as to why I don't really wear them throughout the day, or all day, I should say, is because I tend to need to have pockets because I tend to always carry something around.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what about you, John? Where did you wear them? And then I have to ask, what did your wife think?
Okay. She thought they were super cute. I put them on. I modeled them for her. She liked the way my butt looked at them. She thought they were like amazing. She really liked them on me.
Nice.
So I was like, this is something she'd like to see me wear if we were going to, you know, get busy or something with each other that night. So yeah, she really liked them. As far as what I did with them, like, I basically just did housework. I don't know if you could that laugh at me, but I cleaned my office, cleaned the kitchen, did laundry, and that's what I was wearing when I was doing that on a boring Sunday morning.
I picture Lisa going, "You missed a spot."
Yeah, that sounds like something she would say.
You'll have to listen when the wife one comes out. His wife is amazing. Oh my God. I love her.
I mean, that explains the lack of pockets then. They're designed really more for the fun time.
Well, you know.
Who needs to carry around a phone during that?
But, you know, I won't go there. But, okay. I could go in so many places with that right now. I'm going to try to get my mind dirty. Not dirty. Sorry. Freudian slip. Oops. I've been podcasting all day, people. I'm sorry. My mind has gone many places today.
Now you got to pull the old, oh, help. I got stuck in the dryer again. And then just have your ass sticking out.
Help me. Oh my God, I'm stuck.
No, she really liked them.
Good. Your wife likes a lot of fun stuff. I like your wife just because even before I got to talk to her, I was like, I like her. And now that she likes everything and, you know, I'm sure she has, she's glad you have an outlet of guys to talk underwear with too now. So I'm sure she's ecstatic. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
She's good. She's good. And, you know, if you go to Chicago, you may meet him because he lives in the suburbs. So he may go to Hollywood Beach this summer. So many times. Yay. We may have to do a meetup there. That would be fun.
That is one place I do want to go this year.
So we may have to go there. There's so many people in Chicago. So
yeah,
but we'll talk about that later. We're supposed to be talking about extra. So back on topic, you know, me and tangent.
Don't distract me.
just put a bright, shiny object in front of me. And I'm just like, ooh, what is that? Yeah, because I was going to bring up a new horror movie for you. And then I'll wait till we get done because I want to know your opinion on it. So, but sorry, people. Sorry. We'll talk about that later. We'll do an Undies horror podcast sometime. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fabric you guys enjoyed is pretty well made, which is pretty much a given with X-Dress. Because I don't know many people who've gotten stuff from X-Dress that has complained about the quality. You know,
yeah, the quality has always been top notch. And I will say there was one time I ordered something and there was like a clasp on it that broke.
Yeah.
And I reached out and their customer service was phenomenal and went way above and beyond than I expected.
Nice.
So, yeah, not only quality product, but quality service. So yeah. I love it.
Because you can expect occasional things to go wrong when you order from a company.
Exactly.
And it's how they handle it. If they're good about it and take care of it, that's good. Because I hear about all sorts of companies and bad stuff. And you wouldn't believe some of the stories I've heard over the years. And so I know which ones the boys like and which ones the boys do not like. And X-Dress and Bodywear are never on that list. It's like you, Andy. It's just like a random one-off thing that just happens.
Exactly.
Or,
yeah, I've got one or two on my... on my bad list, and they are not one or two.
And two, it could be also that they last a while, like many other brands, and they just wear out, and then you're just sad. You're like, I can't get these anymore.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any issues or like something on it or any of the construction or anything about the pair? Anyone? Bueller? No?
I mean, I gotta say that the quality of it is just top notch. Like every once in a while, like I'll buy something and either like the either the stitching's off or the like the strings stick out. Like literally everything on it is just top tier. There are no issues whatsoever.
I believe you don't have to. This is going back on me. Because I know probably a lot of you listened to it not long ago. When she was on the podcast the second time, I think they make it in Arizona. And I think now, I think it's just in Arizona. They used to make it in England, but I think they moved it to Arizona now. I cannot remember correctly, so don't quote me on that. So I think they really do take quality under, you know, that's one of their top-notch things that they do and keep on top of. So that's good. And they have some new models, too. Have you seen their new models? They have a beefy boy now.
Yes, and I love that.
And, you know, I was like, whoa, look at there. Popped up, and I was like, what, double take? Hello? I'm trying not to be a beefy boy much longer, but, you know, until then, I will still be one. So, yay. So, sizing an X-Dress. You know, luckily the shorts are easy to size because you know it's waist, you can do it if you got anything else. Because one of the things I will tell you guys I have had my eye on for the longest time is sort of like the leather corset they have. It looks so sexy and so fun, and I really want that so bad. But so that's kind of iffy about, you know, how do you do it? What do you do? You know, but waistbands or waist sizes are easier to do than if you do get a shirt or anything else from them. So how did your sizes do? Did it fit pretty well, Andy?
They fit perfect. I'm towards the, like, if you look at their size chart, the range, I'm like at the upper part, but they were not like tight or anything. They fit perfect.
Nice. Good, good, good. What about you, Andy? Eric.
Oh, mine fit perfect. Typically, because they were short, I did want them to be just like a little bit looser. So I ended up going to size up. But even then, like, just they're just perfect. They sit well. They're not too tight, not too loose. And then it's still just kind of like, you know, hugs the ass very nicely. And then, you know, it's still plenty of room in the front.
Awesome. And what about you, Mr. John?
Their sizing's been very consistent. I've purchased a few things from them in the past, and I'm an XL, a size XL on everything that they sell, and everything's fit very well. So, if I was ever going to order from them again, and I probably will, but, I wouldn't have any issues. I just could pick my normal size, and usually virtually everything just fits just right. So the sizing's been very consistent across pretty much everything they offer.
Yeah, I know you. I think all of you have several things from them. I think the only one with like maybe one other thing from them. All the rest of you I know have several or more things from them, which is amazing. So, did you wear anything under it, or did you just wear the shorts by themselves? Because
by themselves.
Let's get into reviews, shall we? Let's put our money where our mouth is here. On a daily fit, you know, just wearing it around the house, enjoying, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it, John?
Probably a 7, and I think my review is going to be a little biased because I'm just not a boxer kind of guy.
That's good.
And these are pretty much like a traditional pair of boxers in the fit, and meaning there's no pouch, there's no support up front or anything like that. So it's like you're kind of going off one way or the other down one pant leg or the other.
Oh yeah. So,
and I'm just not a fan. I want support. I want to be held comfortably. So that's just my personal preference.
What about you, Eric?
I will probably give it a solid 8. In terms of comfort, you know, especially like at night, like I don't like to wear anything like either like a thong or a jock or anything. Like I like to just let things breathe. So these are perfect for like sleeping in. And I think the only reason I give it like an 8 is because they technically are shorts. So I would prefer something with like a pocket on it if I needed to put my phone in my, you know, away real quick or whatever. Nice. But aside from that, just comfort alone, they're great.
And what about you, Andy? What would you give it?
Well, I will rank these as shorts and not boxers. And so for that, I'll give it a 9. I need the pocket if they're going to be shorts. I didn't wear it a lot as just like free balling. So
yeah.
I always had something else on and wore them more as shorts. So in that sense, they were a solid 9.
Nice, Andy. Very nice. And sizing, what would you give it in sizing out of a 10? Andy?
10.
10. Eric?
Yeah, I give it a solid 10 on that, too.
And John? Construction, I assume, is all 10s all around again because the fabric fit. We've already talked about that, so why even go through it? Because we know. The styling, I assume you guys would probably vary in styling since, you know, there was no pocket. It was the ruffle made it seem like a pocket. So what would you give the styling and the design? We'll start with Eric.
Styling. I mean, I'm not one for style, but I mean, when you look at the photos of like, when it comes with like a matching bra top, like it looks really good. But for me, I'm just like literally wearing it with a graphic t-shirt. So like you can style it very well depending on what you wear it with, but for me, probably not the best person to discuss that with. But then also like the color too, depending on which color you get, like you can style it with just about anything. And then what was the other one you said?
Just the design itself.
Design. Are we still giving it like a number rating on it?
Yeah,
out of 10. I would probably give the design maybe like a 7.
Okay.
You know, again, the bottom ruffle at the bottom, like, you know, it looks great. It's just the side one for me that kind of like just throws it off a little bit.
Yeah. And what about you, John?
I'd probably rank it a little bit higher. I'm thinking like a 9. Okay. I do like the drawstring in front. It's not really a drawstring. It's more like sewed on, but yeah, I think that's a nice touch. And
so, very good.
With the color I got, I think it would go with anything.
Yeah, you got the black one, so that one does go with everything. Lucky. Yeah, they usually send us all different colors, so that's always a good thing. And what about you, Mr. Andy?
I'll go in the middle with an 8.
Okay.
I've already talked about the side ruffles not necessarily doing it for me, but I do love the length. They're because I like my short shorts, and these deliver. So, yeah, 8.
Yes, you do like the short short. That's why I always think of you when I took these out. Those first person I thought of was like, Andy's is going to like these. These are Andy's all the way. But yeah, it would have been cool if they sent us something matching to go with it, I will say. Because that was one thing I was hoping for. Because when you look at
I'll never say no to that.
Right? I will never say no to more. I mean, I'm going through. Because, they had the satin ruffle bra. And then they had, what else did they have? I have to load more. Damn thing. No, I don't want visual search. Go away. What else did they have? Something else. I think that's it. I'm hoping we get some of their silky stuff next because, they have the romper, they have the silky robe, the G-string, the garter belts, tearaway shorts. Hello, tearaway shorts. And, fun things. So, but yeah, those all look amazing. So hopefully we'll get more from them because they've been really good to us lately. I had one more thing to add in here and I don't remember what it was. Some of mine's working people today. It's almost recovered. It's almost recovered. So any last things you guys want to add? Anything you want to say about it or, any suggestions, because we said the good things, the bad things, any suggestions other than pockets, anything else you think you should have?
No, I think besides that, they're perfect. Like Andy says, the length is perfect, just for lounging in the house. But yeah, I would say that would be my only suggestion.
Yeah, I agree. There's not much more they can do to improve upon it.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Cool. Well, you have four people here with four different opinions. Everyone's kind of, you're kind of all right in the same place, basically, with the review. It's all right. I'd say a good solid, average it all together, it's a good solid 8. Overall, so that's a good score for a pair of underwear and a pair of shorts. I think they're definitely cute. The ruffles I like other than the side ones, but hey, it's something different. It's something I was not expecting from them, I will say. So I hope we get more from them and get to try out some more fun stuff and other brands. Because if you love review shows, we are definitely want to do more. And if we get to 40 people, we're going to start doing some review shows. And we're going to be buying the pairs and you get to vote on them. Yay. So that's our goal. We want to do them and have four different guys, at least three to four, go over them and talk about what we think of the pair. So you get four different opinions, not just mine usually, which I'm so happy for. We get to talk to other people and, everyone on the podcast, especially these three, know their underwear. So you can trust them with what they love and they're big X-Dress fans to begin with, because like I said, I think you all have many things from them and keep buying more from them, which is awesome. I still want this bodysuit, but hopefully they'll hear us. Cause I'm just looking at it right now and I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And then they have,
I was looking at the romper and that's like the perfect, summer evening cocktail outfit.
I could see you in the romper outside on the deck with your pearls drinking, having your costumes. Yeah,
and it's pink, so it's, perfect for me.
That. And then they have, I didn't see this, the Luxe Satin crotchless panties. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't see this. Hello. So hopefully we'll have something like that. So I'm just saying. So they've got some great stuff here. So that kind of wraps up our review. I knew it'd be a quick one. Hopefully we'll have another soon. I don't know when. We don't have any on the schedule. We have plenty of podcasts coming up. We have our thong shows coming up. You guys are getting them every month. You've just got to tell us what you want to hear on them. we've got it. Now we need you to reach out and say, hey, I want to hear this month. So I'm working on April. So get those suggestions in, what you want to hear, because all three of these guys will come on a thong show and talk about anything because they all love thongs. So just saying. So before we go, tell everyone where they can find you online, Mr. Andy.
You can find me on Instagram at the Himbo Thonger.
Go follow him. And we're going to have a Himbo show soon. So, yes, I've already got people lined up and I've got to get Andy on there, too. It's filling up fast. So we're going to have a Himbo. What is a Himbo? Can you be a Himbo? We will explore all these topics and more. And can you be a straight Himbo? That's a good question. We will answer. What about you, Eric?
You can find me on Instagram and X at UndiesGeek85.
Go follow him, especially when he posts videos, stories of horror films that I cannot remember what the hell they were with that little thing running. And I'm like, I know this movie, but I cannot remember it. Because when you posted it, I'm like, I know, but I don't remember the name of that. So yes, that made me mad last night. I was like, ugh. So to go follow him in horror, you will love it. And last but not least, Mr. John.
I am on Instagram, or John Brace Bourbon.
Go follow him. He is our cool straight guy, and don't send him any unsolicited pictures or anything because he is straight. Hello, straight. But he will talk thongs. He will talk underwear, and he's awesome. So go talk to him. Get to know him. He's incredible. One of my favorite people. And I harass him out of the blue with texts every so often. So, yeah, we complain about work together. Yay. So, yeah. Thank you, boys, for coming on. Thank you for doing this. We'll have more soon. We'll have another thong show. We'll have every kind of show under the sun coming. Go to After Dark and subscribe. If not in the main feed, you got to go subscribe to After Dark. It's Brief Talk After Dark. It'll come up when you search it now. We have two shows already over there and a third about to be added this week and more coming over there, too. So it's spicy. It's fun. And we're planning our second OnlyFans show soon over there and third and fourth. And I have so much stuff planned. It is just blowing my mind. So everyone on this podcast will be on something very soon because, you know, I'm podcasting my brains out. Enjoy. Have a great week. Go to Body Aware and buy this pair. Thank them for sponsoring this episode by sending us the underwear, which I probably should have done at the beginning, but kind of forgot. So it may be added when you get this. And have a great week, people. We will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun and underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.